وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم فلما وضعتها قالت رب إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سجد ولين الله وشق الله أحسن.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. سجد ولين وشق الله أحسن.
الله أكبر.
السلام عليك وبركاته. السلام عليك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول
الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لي دقة أولا سرنا.
الله أكبر.
ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي كله أوله وآخره سره وعلانيته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا. اللهم ربنا علمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين.
الله أكبر. تحيات لله سكيات لله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. استغفر الله. السلام عليك. السلام عليك. سيدنا وطعنا وفرنا ربنا ولك مصيرنا. لا إله إلا الله. الذي يشفع عند الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال حدثني إسحاق قال أخبرنا عبيد الله بن موسى عن شيبان عن يحيى عن محمد بن عبد سلمة قال وأحسبني قال سمعت أن من أبي سلمة عن عبد الرحمن مولى بني زهرة عن أبي عن عبد الله بن عمرو عن عبد الله بن عمرو عبد الله بن عمرو عبد الله ابن عمرو. You should read about them. Father and son, 13 years different. And in some riwayah, 11 years different. And they were like friends. And Abdullah ibn Amr was so pious and really close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he used to spend his night in tahajjud, his days in fasting. And during fasting, like Mawlana said today in Jumu'ah, Imam Abu Hanifa finishing Quran once a day, Imam Shafi'i finishes it twice a day in Ramadan. Him, he was his ma'mul, his Quran on a daily basis throughout the whole year. So when he got married, the girl, she went and complained to her father. This man here does not give me some time. وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌ. So Amr went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, if you can explain to my son, because لمكان بيني وبين ابني. Because me and my son, we were just like a friends. There's quite subject to that. Maybe if he comes from you, he will look at it more seriously. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abdullah, I hear that you fast on a daily basis. He goes, yes. He goes, you have to know that لنفسك عليك حق ولزوجك عليك حق. You've got rights for yours, on yourself, on your wives, on your surroundings. Because if you were to fast 3 days a month. Because, Ya Rasulullah, that's too easy for me. Because fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Because, Ya Rasulullah, that's too easy for me. Because in that case, fast Som Dawood, the best Siyam. One day on, one day off. Because, Ya Rasulullah, atiqu ala dhali. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, this is too easy for me. Then the Rasulullah said, he didn't say anything to him. He goes, what about Quran? You read it on a daily basis? Is there anyone who's more pious than me? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly is asking him. He goes, then he goes, اقرأ القرآن في شهر. قلت إني أجد قوة حتى قال فقرأه في سبع ولا تزيد على ذلك. يا رسول الله, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you were to read Quran, finish it once a month. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, this is too easy for me. This is a piece of cake. So then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down until he said, once a week. Once a week. Finish your Quran once a week. And today, no, today, I know, my surroundings, some people, they finish Quran once a week. Quran once a week. And he didn't come down this. He goes, once a week, finish your Quran. Then, so he spoke about Quran and he spoke about Siyam. These two things. Then Abdullah ibn Umar, when he started aging and he couldn't get back, he goes, Waditu, if only I've listened to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waditu law sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waditu. But for him, it's not as if before him, he was feeling guilty to get back to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because he was he said, like, just imagine, yeah, now I fast one day on, one day off. How? He felt a bit guilty. Because let me stay on my speed until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes my nafs. Therefore, the guidelines of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are really important. And khayrul rijal, the best human being after prophets, them as well, they tell us and they teach us. They tell us, waditu. If only. If you want a guideline, even in Quran, even in reading Quran, if you want a guideline, the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here, fi sab'in wa la tazid ala dhalik. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was precise. So, like, you know, we're talking about, like Murana said about Mashaykh, about Awliyaullah, finishing Quran in 2 days. That's only in Ramadan. In Ramadan, Shahrul Quran. In Ramadan, Shahrul Quran. And you can finish Quran once a day. I've done it myself here. On the day of Arafat, when you fasted, I started Alif Lam Mim after Fajr and after Salatul Isha, Min al Jinnati wal Nas. At 12 o'clock, 12:30. I've done it in 24 hours. It's doable. But that's in a period. And like Mona says, this is a training. And after that, you will feel guilty. Oh, throughout Ramadan, I've read a lot of Quran. Now I don't read Quran. Then you will make a habit. Quran will become a habit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give us the opportunity to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Quran, whether it's in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.
One thing I want to add. You know, people, you know, lot, these questions come in a lot of people's mind. That's why when I was reading this hadith, I said, no, I have to come and clarify this, make you understand. As Maulana says, it's a doable. Now, I'll give you calculation. So you are not Hafiz. We are Hafidul Quran. Finishing one juz, it takes, for you, some people, half an hour, some 35 minutes, some 40 minutes, some reading fast 20 minutes. We Hafizul Quran, if we read it nicely, properly, 15 minutes, one juz. 15 minutes. Now, which means in 1 hour we can finish how many? Kitne? Four. Times 28. Seven times four is 28. So it will take us 7.5 hours. 7 hours, 30 minutes to finish the entire Quran. Now this shuyukh, they were all Hafidul Quran, majority, except Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari. They were all Hafidul Quran, except Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari, he learned more than 100,000 ahadith off by heart. And he tried all his best to become Hafidul Quran, but he couldn't. He couldn't become Hafidul Quran. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to remain on the hadith and the work on the hadith. Therefore, Allah chose Imam Bukhari specially for the hadith. That's why he couldn't become Hafidul Quran. Right? So we Hufaz, we can read in 15 minutes one juz. So you now, for out of 24 hours, let's say 8 hours. Let's say 8 hours. Some Jews, we get tired, we read a little bit slow. The speed will go slow. 8 hours, right? For the sake of argument. Out of 24 hours, 8 hours. So let's say if I start after suhoor until 8, 9 o'clock, 2 hours I read. So every salah, there is 5 salah. In between 5 salah, if I spend 2 hours, in between 1.5 hour, I will finish my Quran. There's nothing to be surprised, nothing to be, kya kehte hain usko? Surprise. There's nothing to be surprised. 1.5 hour, every, after Fajr, 1.5 hour. After Dhuhr, 1.5 hour. How many hours? 3. After Asr, 1.5 hour. How many? After, from Maghrib to Isha, how many? And then you got plenty time for your work, for this, for that, and you can finish the Quran. So there's nothing to be surprised. Some people say, no, what are you talking about? It's impossible. So some shuyukh, they would complete the Quran in one day, and they would stand after Isha until suhoor, they would remain engaged in nawafil. And then in between daytime, they will have a nap. Read Quran, have a nap. Read Quran, have a nap. So they get enough energy, right? And then during the night as well, have a nap in between. Wake up again, read Nawafil, read Quran, nap. So you get plenty of energy, right? So it is not, it's not possible. It's not impossible. It's not impossible for us. If you want to try, at least you can finish. I'm sure, very much sure, because you are non-Hafiz. You can finish your Quran in 2 days. Easy, you can finish. Try it. Give a try. Just sit with the Quran and give a try. Inshallah, you will finish one Quran in 2 days. Remember, Ramadan is all about Quran. Quran is connected with the Ramadan. Connected. And you enjoy. And the more you read, subhanallah, the Quran, you know, see, the this is one of the mu'jiza of Quran. Any book, you took any book. You read one time, you read two times, you read three times, four times. You know the whole book now. Chapters, stories, lines, you know everything of that book. After 3-4 times, you get fed up. Khalas, I need to start new book. Quran, you never get fed up. This is the mu'jiza of Quran. You never get fed up. You keep reading until you die. What's the reason behind? Because this is not the Kitabul Insan. What is it? Kitab? What is it? Kitab? So how can you get tired of reading Kitabullah? It is impossible. So this is one of the mu'jiza of Quran. One of the mu'jiza of Quran. You can never ever get tired of reading Quran. Remember this. Never get tired. Nobody will say, you finished today, قل أعوذ برب الناس. Did you ever hear any Muslim saying, I'm fed up now, I don't want to read Quran. Did you ever hear this? Oh, I read too many times. خلاص now, that's it, finish.
They might be tired, but they can't get fed up.
You can be tired of reading, but you won't get fed up. That I want to leave it, I don't want to read it again. You can never get fed up. This is the mu'jiza of Quran. So try your best. Make a plan from now. From now, make a plan. Make a plan that, you know what? Ramadan is starting. I want to give a try and finish at least 10 Quran. Okay, not 15. Let's say I'm going to finish one Quran in 3 days. I have to finish my 10 Quran in, and inshallah, wallahi, trust me, you make a niyyah, Allah will help you, Allah will support you, and you will finish the Quran. And remember, I was just, you know, Maulana, before I came, I was going through some masail of Ramadan. What is this like? And what is, you know, we know that what things that breaks fast. But I was going through in details, what's the dislike, makruh, of fasting. Wallahi, I found one mas'ala. Laziness make the fast makruh. If you become lazy in the month of Ramadan, in the state of fast, it makes your roza makruh. تو اب اس کو سستی کو دور کرنے کے لیے بہترین کیا چیز ہے؟ What is the best thing to get rid of this laziness? What is the best thing? Read the Quran. Read the Quran. So your roza, your saum doesn't become dislike, doesn't become makruh. تھکانی سستی جان بوجھ کے ایک تھکان ہے انسان سو جاتا ہے تھوڑا ہارڈ نہ لگا نیپ لے لے چلو ٹھیک ہے وہ تو ٹھیک ہے سستی جان بوجھ کے مجھے نہیں پڑھنا ہے تھکا بھی نہیں ہوں پڑھنا نہیں ہے بس فون دیکھ رہے ہیں ریل دیکھ رہے ہیں ریل دیکھ رہے ہیں ریل دیکھ رہے ہیں بند کر دو اس کو ریل شیل سب کچھ بند کر دو رمضان میں کلوز دس واچنگ دا ریلز اینڈ آل دیس دیٹ کمپلیٹلی کلوز اٹ ڈونٹ واچ اٹ یو نو ٹرسٹ می وی آر ایڈکٹڈ ٹو دس ٹیکنالوجی اینڈ دس فون ٹرسٹ می وی آر ایڈکٹڈ We cannot remain, we cannot survive without these phones, this technology. Wallahi, you know, go one day. When you go for a holiday, when you are discovered, everybody knows you are gone holiday. Leave your phone in your room for 3 days and don't touch it. Or at least try 24 hours. You know what? I'm not going to touch the phone. I'm putting it in the bag. Right? Everybody knows where I am. Khalas. One number, your wife or your mom or your father, your friends, whoever it is, okay, you know, whoever you are with, at least they are in, so emergency, they can contact. Somebody passed away, accident, whatever you have to. You keep the phone away. Keep the phone away for 24 hours, for 3 days. And
the longest day of your life.
And see the peace. You will get that peace in your life. This technology is good. Use it for a good purpose. Right? I'm not saying that. Alhamdulillah. Take advantage of it. Make it best. No problem. Lekin 90% of our time is wasted. 10% we use it for our good, for our message or ringing somebody. 90% that we looking at the phone is wasting. And this is going to make your roza makruh. صحیح بات ہے مولانا میں غلط تو نہیں کہہ رہا ہوں چونکہ آپ لیزی ہے غلط چیز دیکھ رہے ہو جو نہیں دیکھنی چاہیے یو آر لیزی انسٹیڈ آف ریڈ دا حدیث مسائل قرآن یو ول گیٹ اجر اینڈ یور روزہ یور سوم ول ناٹ بیکم ڈس لائک وونٹ بیکم مکروہ ٹھیک ہے انشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ بحمد.
نفس
challenging your nafs. Subhanallah wa hamdihi subhanakallah.